Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
3.
Tishman Speyer.
And what was your title at Tishman Speyer?
I'm the Chief Security Officer at Tishman Speyer.
And what is your current title?
Chief Security Officer.
And what are your responsibilities?
Physical security for the most part. I do a bit of executive protection, crisis management, so forth.
And what have your previous work experience been to obtain the position that you have at Tishman Speyer?
Prior to working at Tishman Speyer, I was a Secret Service agent.
And how long were you a Secret Service agent?
From till 2014, 1993 until 2014.
And does Tishman Speyer have real estate holdings in D.C., and did they in January of 2023?
It does.
And in your work for Tishman Speyer, did you know Anna Walsh?
I did.
How did you know her?
She was a co-worker assigned to our D.C. region.
And where did you sit in relation to Anna Walsh?
It's an open workspace in our D.C. regional office. You're probably... Our workstations were probably 10 feet apart from each other.
And what were Anna's specific work projects?
Anna was responsible for our residential properties, specifically in D.C.
And were there any specific properties that she was responsible for that you were aware of?
D.C. Crossing was the major one. In southeast D.C., there was another property under construction called Mazza Galleria. Again, under construction.
And in your capacity as chief security officer, would you be apprised of security concerns for your buildings and employees?
I would.
And in your capacity as the chief of security for Tishman Speyer, are you responsible for employee safety and security?
I am.
Would you be aware of threats on employees?
I would, yes.
And were you aware of any specific threats against Anna Walsh when she worked for you?
No.
What happened when you came to work on January 4th of 2023 in regard to Anna Walsh?
Around mid-morning, late morning, started hearing rumblings of, hey, does anybody know where Anna is? We can't find Anna. Sort of looking for Anna Walsh.
And as a result of not hearing or seeing Anna Walsh, what did you do?
Sent Anna a quick health and welfare text message about 10:57 in the morning.
And how did you do that?
Just a text from my phone to hers.
And was that text received?
I couldn't tell if it was received. It normally says delivered or read. In this instance, it did not.
And as you were reaching out via text, were you aware of other people in your company doing things in relation to looking for Anna Walsh?
I was, yes.
And on that same day, at that same time, did you have an opportunity to speak with Brian Walsh?
I did.
And how did that conversation occur?
I have a coworker. Her name is Ms. Teresa Marchese. She works as an executive in our human resources division. Ms. Marchese had been in contact with Mr. Walsh, and she conferenced me in on a call she had with Mr. Walsh.
Do you know what time that call was?
Sometime after 10:57, after the text, late morning.
And so once you were on the phone, that conference call, what was initially said about you?
Just introductions. It was mostly Teresa introducing me to Mr. Walsh as Anna's husband. And Teresa introduced me to Mr. Walsh as the chief security officer. I believe she said either former law enforcement or former Secret Service.
And what was Anna Walsh's husband's demeanor initially?
Initially, very cordial. Hello, how can I help you? Very calm.
And at some point, did that stay the same or change or something else?
It did. Very quickly, when I started asking about Anna, his demeanor changed. He got very emotional, unintelligible, to the point where I had to ask him to calm down so I could just understand what he was saying.
And was he able to do that?
He was, yes.
And how long do you think he was unintelligible for?
It was quick, 20 to 30 seconds at most. He was quickly able to reestablish his composure and regain the conversation.
And could you please tell me what Mr. Walsh told you during that phone call? How did that phone call go?
It was, again, very cordial. His demeanor was good. He regained his composure, and when I started asking, hey, when was the last time you saw Anna? What was her location? Words to that effect.
And what did he tell you about the last time he saw Anna?
He indicated he had seen Anna sometime either late on the 31st or early on the 1st of January.
And why did he say she had left?
He indicated that there was a work emergency. And that she had left the house en route back to our D.C. region.
And what, if anything, did he tell you about the amount of time that he had not been in contact with her?
I asked him very specifically, when was the last time he spoke to his wife? He said, I noted that it was the 4th of January, and the last time he had seen his wife was on the 1st. Said it was 3 days. Is that normal? He indicated it was not atypical for them to not speak for several days, but he was now calling work to find out where she was.
And what, if anything, was discussed about the work emergency?
Again, as coming from Mr. Walsh, he indicated it was a work emergency. He was nonspecific. He didn't know the nature of it, I spoke to Mr. Walsh, said I was unaware of a work emergency that would necessitate bringing Anna back to D.C. I said I would check, but I was unaware of any emergency at the residential properties in D.C.
Did you check?
I did.
Did you discover a work emergency?
I did not.
What else did you discuss during the course of that conversation?
I asked him how, if he believed his wife was headed to D.C., how she got there. Did she fly? Did she take a train? How did she get to the airport or the train station?
And what did he say?
He was unaware. He indicated he did not know.
And what else did you talk about during that conversation?
I asked if he had any mechanism, like most of us have, to find your family in the event of emergency, find my iPhone. I said, do you use that technology with your wife? He said, no, I do not.
What else did you discuss?
I discussed that it was imperative. That it was, again, now the fourth. He tells me the last time he saw his wife is on the first. It was imperative that he reach out to local law enforcement. I asked him, had he done that? And he said, no, not yet. I told him that he must. I advised him that he should, as soon as we hang up the phone, call his local law enforcement. I asked him what department was the local department. He didn't know. I asked him where he lived. He said Cohasset. And I told him, I said, Mr. Walsh, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to call Cohasset Police Department and report your wife missing. I advise you to do the same.
And what did he say?
He said, I will. I will.
Did you ask him what, if anything, he had done besides call work?
He indicated that he was going to call other family and friends.
Mr. Dunleavy, what name did you use when you spoke with him?
My given name, Hugh Dunleavy.
Do you use any nicknames currently?
Not professionally, no.
So what else did you do in hopes of finding Anna Walsh that day?
Very quickly, other than calling Cohasset Police Department, we did a health and welfare check of Anna's known D.C. residents. Contacted Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department, and I asked two officers to meet me there.
And that was that January 4th date?
That was, later in the afternoon.
Okay. And so who did you go to the D.C. home with?
Teresa Marchese was already en route there. I advised Teresa not to go in yet, wait for law enforcement. I also took two engineers with me to the residence.
And why did you need two engineers with you?
With the assumption we knew we didn't have a key, although Teresa indicated she did have the garage code to the townhouse. The engineers were there in the event that we needed to access the interior of the house. They could drill the locks if necessary.
And who did those engineers work for?
They worked for Tishman Spire.
And at some point, did you again speak to Mr. Walsh?
I did.
And where was that?
Outside of Anna's D.C. residence.
And how did that come about?
I texted Mr. Walsh, based, I believe, on the number that I got from Teresa, to have him call me.
And how was his demeanor when you spoke?
Very calm, very cooperative.
And why did you want to speak with him?
I needed consent for the officers to go inside the residence to do that health and welfare.
And so who did Mr. Walsh speak with?
I told him that MPD police officers were with me. I handed my phone to the officers. The officers engaged Mr. Walsh directly, and I'm assuming he gave verbal consent to go in.
And when you say MPD, can you just define that?
Sure. My apologies. Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, MPD.
Thank you. And after the conversation with Mr. Walsh, what next happened?
They gained access. So a cursory search of the outside of the townhouse indicated no forced entry. They gained access through the garage with the garage code that was provided. The interior garage door was locked.
And then what happened?
They asked the engineers to drill the lock to allow MPD into the residence.
And did that happen?
It did.
And what did the police then do?
I'm sorry, say again?
What did the police then do, sir?
They went into the residence by themselves.
Okay. And where were you?
Myself, Teresa, and the engineers remained outside the residence.
And how long were the police inside?
Not long. I would say 15 minutes, approximately.
And did you watch the police come outside?
I did.
And who did the police return outside with?
No one, by themselves.
Did you see Anna Walsh?
I did not.
Did anyone seek assistance that day?
No.
So after the initial text and phone conversation to get into the house, did you have any other communication with Mr. Walsh?
Later in the day, sometime around 5 p.m., he texted me asking if I had found Anna's car.
And was Anna's car at the townhouse?
It was not.
Did you begin an investigation into the location of the car?
I did.
And were you able to locate the car?
I was.
Where did you locate that car?
At D.C. Crossing, Southeast D.C.
And how did you find the car?
We asked the property management staff there to go down to the garage. They were able to locate the vehicle in the garage. We also pulled video evidence of her entering the garage.
And in your capacity, were you able to review that in terms of her being there on a certain date?
I was.
And what date was that?
On about the 30th of December.
Do you remember a time for that generally?
I don't know. It was dark. I don't remember the time.
Okay. In your capacity as director of security, are you aware of how employees of Tishman Speyer gain access to your buildings?
I am.
And how do they?
Standard access control technologies, whether that's a proximity card or an access device that's on your phone, those access records are date stamped, time date stamped.
And how is that data maintained?
Electronically.
And when is that maintained?
Usually locally on a server at whatever property that these access control records are maintained.
And is that maintained in real time?
It is.
And when was the last time that Anna used her access to a Tishman Speyer building?
On or about the 30th of December.
And in your capacity as director of security, are you aware of emails, phones, and corporate credit cards issued to employees of Tishman Speyer?
I am.
And are Tishman Speyer employees routinely issued email accounts?
They are.
And what email does your company use?
The domain name is @tishmanspeyer.com.
And was Anna provided an email?
She was.
And how is that data maintained?
Electronically.
And did you determine the last time that she used her work email?
I did.
And when was that? For a non-recurring account? For a non-recurring email?
On or about, again, the 30th of December.
Okay. And was Anna issued a work laptop for Tishman Speyer?
She was, yes.
And what type of work laptop generally was she issued?
We are generally issued a Microsoft-type laptop, not a tower, but a laptop.
A laptop. And you said Microsoft, meaning not an Apple product?
No, generally not Apple products or issues.
Okay. And did Anna have a corporate phone?
She did.
Are certain Tishman Speyer employees provided corporate credit cards?
They are.
And was Anna Walsh provided a corporate credit card?
She was actually provided two.
Through what?
Through American Express.
And did you determine the last time that she used her corporate credit card for a non-recurring charge?
Non-recurring is again on or about the 30th of December.
Of 2022?
That's correct.
And would you know or be notified if Anna used email or her American Express corporate card?
As part of that investigation, I contacted our IT staff and asked them to notify me in the event that she logged in, used the credit card, tried to communicate it all on our work networks.
And did you keep her car in the D.C. Crossing building for some time?
Her car was maintained there for some time, yes.
Okay. And what was done with her license plate?
Ultimately, when the car was recovered, we recovered everything, the entire contents of the vehicle, to include the license plates, They were maintained, stored in boxes in our offices until they were released to law enforcement.
Mr. Dunleavy, have you seen Anna Walsh since you began looking for her on January 4th of 2023?
I have not.
I might have one moment, Your Honor.
May.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.